Syracuse University Orangemen have won their first national collegiate men's basketball championship by defeating Kansas 81-78 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Syracuse dominated Kansas in the first half, thanks in large part to 18 points from freshman guard Jerry McNamara. The Scranton, Pennsylvania native sank 6 three-pointers to help Syracuse take a 53-42 lead into halftime. But Kansas went on a scoring run in the second half and brought the game to within 2 points at one time. However, Syracuse was able to hold off the Jayhawks and win the national crown for the first time ever. Freshman Carmelo Anthony led Syracuse with 20 points. Orangemen coach Jim Boeheim says the win is not a validation of his coaching skills, but is a testament to the talent of his players.
I want to win this thing. I'm tremendously happy. I'm really more happy for the players and for really our fans. And I've had just an unbelievable time coaching basketball. The people I've met, the experiences I've had, in this game, to me that's what it's all about.
For Kansas coach Roy Williams, the loss marks the second time in his head coaching career that he has made it to the final game only to go home disappointed. But Williams says that he is proud of the way that his team performed.
This is one of those times that I feel so inadequate as a coach and so inadequate as a person, because there's nothing I can say to change the way my kids feel. Nothing I can say the way that it can change the way I feel, but I'm extremely proud of my basketball team.
There had been speculation that Williams would take the head coaching job at his former school, North Carolina. However, Williams would not even discuss his future Monday night. He was concerned only with the feelings of his players. The Syracuse victory marks the second consecutive year a coach has led his alma mater to the national championship. Gary Williams of Maryland did the same thing last season. In New Orleans, Louisiana, I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.